Number 38 model, 37 model, I'm sorry, Next Steps. It's the top of the page on number page 6. Next Steps, here's a quote. "The only important outcome of a committee meeting is agreement on next steps." I don't know about you, but I get to go to a lot of committee meetings. And probably like you, a lot of those committee meetings never do anything. You see, the purpose of a committee meeting is to discuss things and debate them and come to agreement about what you do next. Committee meetings must be oriented toward action, not just discussion. And some of you, I know, have been to committee meetings that went for two, or boards that have gone for 2 or 3 hours, and when you all walked out of it, you didn't know what anyone was supposed to do, because in fact, you didn't make action. Here's some implications. If you're the leader of a committee or a leader of a board, first, direct all the discussion in that board toward action. As the leader, say things like, all right, boy, we've put the whole thing on the table now. What are we going to do about it? Or say things like, all right, what kind of action could we take to solve this? So that people begin discussing the options to correct things, the options to change things, rather than merely continually driving the problem into the ground. Second thing you can do is record action in the minutes. I've read some minutes sometimes where it says so-and-so said this, and so-and-so made a motion, and it was discussed, and so-and-so said this, and the other side was pointed out by so, and, you know, and then we decide to table the whole issue. Those kind of minutes might be fun to read for historians 100 years from now, but as far as changing the future of history, they might make some good interest in history, but they won't change history. The most important thing about your minutes of a meeting or a committee meeting are the action. Who's going to do what? And so in the minutes list, I've seen a lot of people's minutes, and a lot of people are doing this now, where they just list it out, 1, 2, 3, beginning of the year, all the way through number 489, whatever item it is as the year progresses, and they list it, and they don't say a motion was made and seconded by, you know, and it was agreed, but and it was discussed, and finally it was decided the following. They just put in, you know, agreed that so-and-so will do such-and-such, check out the prices of such-and-such. It's just so that there are action there. In fact, a lot of people, when they turn the minutes back to the people, they take a little highlighter, yellow highlighter or agreement, and highlight that the jobs they're supposed to do, because you and I both know that the most important thing that happens after committee meeting is to say, what am I supposed to do as a result of this? And how many boards have you gone to where no one went away with a job? So, in fact, all you've done is discuss things. You've played executive. You have never taken action that's going to change things. So you've got those assignments. In some minutes, I've gotten even put the assignment. At the end of the minutes, they still like to do the prose minutes because they're kind of a writer. But at the end, they put assignments with the name of the person, what they're supposed to do, and when they're supposed to have it done by. It's a very simple idea. I talked to a young man who chaired a district-wide meeting, and he even made a little cardboard card that had written on it, "Next Steps," real large. And he put it right in the middle of the table. And every time the discussion kind of ease off into nonsense and into just discussing or unproductive continued discussion of the problem, he'd just point out and tap the card. You know, there it is, guys. What about this? What about this? Next steps. And they would begin to then focus the discussion on what to do next.